Real quick, hold on, let me get it. So, last week I was talking about a bunch of retro things that, you know, like I purchased in the past or whatever, and some of them are cassettes. I happened to come across for 50 cents an audiobook. And this is one of those things I was just disappointed in myself. It's A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking, right? And an introduction by Carl Sagan, right? And I'm like, oh, this is tight. It's like about the Big Bang and black holes. And those are my two favorite kind of pornos. So I was like, hell yeah, let's get this shit, right? And in the back, it tells you, Michael Jackson, who reads A Brief History of Time, is a catalyst of conversation. And then that's it. That's where I stopped. I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to listen to A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking with an introduction by Carl Sagan. And it's going to be read to me by the Michael Jackson. Hee hee. Right? Dude, I got fucking, all right, everybody, this is what a Big Bang is. Ha ha, not what I did with my son Blanket. Dude, I got so fucking pumped. And I totally forgot about it. And then I bought it. I bought it for 50 cents. It was behind the counter at the thrift store. And I said, yeah, I bought it, 50 cents. And I opened it up and it said, Michael Jackson, KABC Talk Radio, AM 79. It was not the king of pop. It was the king of AM radio. And I was so disappointed with that purchase. But, just like anal, but fuck it. Roll that motherfucking intro, cut. It's the Toes Up Podcast where we chillin'. I'm your host, Easy. You already know we don't have no dockets. We don't have no structure. Always shooting from the hip here. Now sit back, relax, and listen to me ramble. I was actually going to do another little social media slip up today. One second. I was on YouTube and I was coming across some stuff. And then one of my favorite cooks, at home chefs or whatever, he wrote, there's been a lot of YouTube posts recently coming up, and he put up a thing of a quote that said, hold on, let's do it right, because this is part two, let's do it right. And now, once again, social media slip-ups. Quote, you support wearing masks and social distancing? That's an unsub from me. End quote. People really say this as if I knew they were sub to begin with, or think that somehow the number of subs I have is more important to me than not killing my fellow humans by refusing to wear a mask. Wear a mask, friends. Even the most proudly ignorant among us deserve not to die from a deadly pandemic. It is within our power to curtail. And for God's sake, when you get the chance, get vaccinated. It's not just to protect you. It's protect everyone. This has been a dramatic reading of social media slip-ups. That's my fucking favorite, dude. Like, it's so fucking... So if you haven't caught on, the last one, dude was quoting, you know, like the Bible and all that shit. And the last fucking word, instead of angels, was angle. And I was like, oh my God, fucking, come on. And then this one right here. Yeah, wear the fucking mask, do this, it's to protect... And he goes, it's protect everyone. It's like you had such a good thing in the last three words. It's protect everyone. God, why could you, how could you just fuck it up like that? It was such, you were on a roll. On a fucking roll. Oh, I burped, but my microphone's so good it caught it. I can smell it. It smells like hot dogs. It smells like hot dog water. checking up on me. I've been well. I received a package today. I felt so cool. I felt like a YouTuber. I got a package by The Bespoke Post. All right, The Bespoke Post. And if you're a man like me who gets targeted ads on Instagram, then you're aware this is the manliest subscription box fucking ever. If you ain't a man, you don't deserve The Bespoke Post. Okay? Go get fucking some Hello Kitty boo-boo shit. Nah, not me. I get The Bespoke Post. I get manly shit. I drink whiskey and bourbon and fucking squared ice cubes and cigars. All right? It smells like fucking tobacco and sandalwood in my bathroom. All right? So I got a subscription box today for Bespoke Post. Let me tell you how I received it. Nay, it not be from a sponsor, because there's only about 40 of y'all motherfuckers out there for me. Which, by the way, thank you very much. The gangbang is this Friday. So about 7 months ago, I said, you know what? This thing keeps coming at me. I'm going to fucking do it. $40 first box. All right, let's do it. So I do the thing, I fill out the thing, put my credit card in there, and no, I will not give you my credit card number. I fell for that twice already. Shame on me. And I got like this, like, I was like, cancel anytime. All right, cool, I'll do it. So I did it, looked at the boxes, because you can't look at the boxes without signing up, because that's how they fucking get you. And I was like, nope, not feeling this, don't send me a box. And for about 6 months, every month, they would send me an email, hey, we're going to send you this box, $55, please. And I would go, no, I don't want it. Okay, no problem. And the next month would pass. We're sending you this box, no thank you. Nah, no problem. So I got annoyed, so I said, how the fuck do I cancel this? So about a month ago, I finally said, fuck this. I got the courage to stand up to these subscription boxes. And I said, how do I cancel? And guess what? It is not on the fucking website. You can't just cancel. You know what you need to do? You need to fucking call the number. Can you believe that shit? So I called the number, and guess what? Nobody fucking answers. Of course not. It's like, shit. These guys are going to claim my $55. But then I go through all these other things, and I had to go on to another fucking online forum to find a cancellation number. And I finally get in, and they said, hey, just text this number. So I do. I text the number, and I text the random number, and I said, hey, I want to cancel my subscription. And the text message reads back to me almost instantly. Motherfucker, it's 3 a.m. and you want to cancel a subscription box? How high are you? Oops. I think it's a regular guy. And just said, hey, man, I'll text you back on Monday. I was like, okay. All right. I think it was a regular fucking dude. So I was like, okay, whatever. So come Monday, I get the text message. Oh, so sad to see you leave, boo-bee-boo. But it felt like a robot this time. So I was like, oh, all right.
Oh, God, so sad to see you leave. Are you sure you want to cancel the box?
Yeah, $55, bitch. And, like, these things are stupid. Hell nah. I'm getting my $55. You know how much money $55 is? That's right. It's almost $60. So, so he goes, how about your first box? Because again, then I did it for 6 months of canceling. No, undecided, whatever. He goes, for your first month, will you do it for $10? Please let us send you this box. It's worth $50. No, I take the bag. It's worth $70. We're selling it for this month for $55, but we'll give it to you for $10. Please let us send it to you. Please. And I said, all right, $10. Free shipping? Free shipping. Taxes? Free taxes? No. Okay. So I did. I said, fuck it. Send me the box. So today I get the box and I say, all right, this is a box. Open the box up and I'm like ready for fucking this, you know, aftershave bottle smell or some manly shit. I want to open up and chainsaws start ripping, you know what I mean? Fucking just some pictures of titties and all that. Nope. Open it up, it's a plain ass box. And inside is a fucking Opinel knife. And Opinel's been around since 1890. But guess how much this fucking knife is worth? $5. I open the box some more. There's a fountain pen. Fountain pens are going for like $60, $70. I'm like, oh shit, here it is. I grab it and it's in my hand, but it doesn't feel like anything. It is the cheapest fucking plastic I have ever felt. Weightless. It's a weightless pen. Even fucking $1.99 Bic have a little oomph to it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? I open it some more. Now there's a bottle opener. All right, let's see the bottle opener. And the bottle opener fucking is heavy as fuck. Why is this so fucking heavy as a bottle opener? Put the weight into the goddamn fountain pen. What is this bullshit? And then underneath that was a notepad. Not even moleskin more. What the fuck kind of bullshit is this that they're sending me? I did not feel fucking manly. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to suck three dicks and move to San Francisco, okay? This box was bullshit. I fucking, you know what? I could literally quit Instagram. Said, fuck this bullshit. Bespoke post, more like be broke post. Ha ha, got him. Ha ha. Got them motherfuckers. So I canceled my subscription. Said, thanks for the things. No thanks. Y'all a bunch of fucking piece of shits. So that's it. That's my bespoke post rant. I fucking, I've been mad because like I've always seen like all my buddies have subscription boxes and, you know, 1UP boxes and loot crates and all those things. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're kind of cool. And then they'll display it for like a week. And then all of a sudden, like next time I'll go to their house, it's completely gone, or their dog, it's in their dog shit because they ate it, you know? But these subscription boxes, man, they're a fucking rip, dude. No, I'm glad it's a phase, or not a phase, but like a fad of internet culture that's fucking dying out, dude, because I'm so fucking disappointed. Like, now, don't get me wrong, $10 for this box, absolutely worth it. If I was paying $10 a month, I would do it. Why not? It's a cheap-ass pen. The notebook's cool, whatever. This fucking knife is garbage. It's not garbage, but it's made by the French, and you know how I feel about French people. So. Oui, oui. It's an Opinel. Fucking Ratatouille in this bitch. That was dumb. I'll take that out. So, probably won't. Who cares? But yeah, it's like, it's stupid, dude. Why the fuck? Don't waste your money, boys and girls. Subscription boxes are for the fucking birds, man. Nah, you know what? It's not even, it's too good for birds. It's fucking like, birds are too good for subscription boxes. It's for like fucking homeless people. They should be handing these out to homeless people. Just like, hey, man, here's your monthly subscription, homeless guy. It's a knife. You want to be fed, right? Go hold some people up. That's what they should be for, man. Give them to the fucking churches to hand out next to the fucking the turkey dinners for the homeless. Earlier this week, I was asked, hey, let's change up subject. So earlier this week, I was asked, hey, how do you remember so many things from your childhood? The reason why is because my childhood sucked. No one remembers the good shit. Everyone remembers the bad shit. So I'm going to share a story of a time I went to church. All right. And I was about maybe 11 years old. And I was with my dad. And we go to this church. Now, I was in this phase where I was like, I was really into Tom DeLonge and Blink 182. So I liked having long sleeve shirts under short sleeve shirts, right? And then, you know, so I had this sweater, and now that I think back on it, it was a kick-ass sweater. It was Taz, and he was biting into a football and he was wearing 49ers colors, even though I'm more of a Raiders kind of guy because I'm a dog, you know. But no, remember, I like black holes, so. But we all know I don't really give two shits about football. We all know that. I just like the colors. So, I like black holes, ladies. So, I'm in church, and I have my sweater and my shirt underneath it, and I'm covering the fucking Taz with some bullshit shirt. Who cares? And my dad says, hey, go to the bathroom. Fix your shirt, right? And I said, no, Dad, I want to dress like this. I like how it looks. And he goes, I'm not going to tell you again. And my dad is not the one to tell you again. He would say, like, people always say that. They'll go, clean your room. I'm not going to tell you again. Clean your room. You just did. You just did tell them again. That sentence always pisses me off. I'm not going to tell you again. Eat your vegetables. So. So I'm in church, my dad says. He nudges me by the elbow. Go to the bathroom. Take your shirt. Put it on. Put the sweater over it. You look homeless. So I says to him, no, no. And he goes, I'm not going to tell you again. You know what's going to happen, right? And I go, no. I like the way I look. Men's Warehouse. So he grabs me by my elbow and he takes me to the bathroom of a church. And most boys, you know, they get fucked by their dads in there, not me. So we go in there and we go into the stall, me and him. And he's towering over me because I'm 11. And like now I'm taller than my dad. But at the time, you know, you're a fucking kid. And he looks at me in the fucking face and he goes, take your fucking shirt off. Put it on underneath your damn sweater. And I held my own, motherfuckers. I did. I said, no. I'm wearing a sweater like this. You know, and I'm just holding him, fucking holding the ground, man. Call me 300. I'm Leonidas, motherfuckers. And I'm staring at him, and he's staring at me. And he's staring at me, and I'm staring at him. Eyeballs are locked in. I'm looking at my dad towering over me. I could feel the shadowing of the lights above him. And I just see darkness. I don't even see his face, but I could feel his eyeballs on me. And out of nowhere, I just like feel blood coming across my face. It was like this weird ass anime, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I just realized I just got punched in the fucking mouth. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then, like, it took so long for my body to realize it. I'm like, oh, fuck. Ugh. And he goes, take your fucking sweater off. Put the shirt on and put the sweater over it. I don't want you to look homeless. And I'm like, now I want to look homeless because you just punched me in the mouth. I look like I have AIDS. 11-year-old AIDS patient and shit. Shave my head. Give me chemo now. I didn't do that. I started crying. So, so I'm in the bathroom, like, weeping, you know? And he goes, you know where we sit? You come back out there, put the sweater over the shirt. I'll be in the church. And I just, like, regain it, whatever, go to the thing, clean my face. And I go back into the church. And at that time, everybody's standing up. And that's the part where the freaking priest is, you know, going off. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. By the way, it's in Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish because, you know, America first. I believe red, white, and blue. And the priest is going off. And the fucking ofrenda and shit like that is being passed around. And everyone starts fucking tearing up. And everyone's crying and all this crazy shit. And it's that part where, you know, you're supposed to, like, thank everybody and all that shit. And I'm there fucking standing next to my dad. And I'm fucking crying. I'm fucking crying. I'm like, you know. And all I see is, like, this old lady grandma hands that kind of look like raptor claws just right on my shoulder. And all of a sudden she just tells me. And luckily it was in English. But she goes, are you feeling the power of the Lord? And I remember looking up to my dad and he's just staring at me again, and I just look back. I was like, oh yeah, Jesus, oh God. No, that was my cry for help. And she just fucking, oh mijo, oh the Lord, oh Dioso. Yeah, so I remember that because it was shitty. I don't remember any fucking good times. I remember shitty times. But what a fucking day that was. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed that. All right, let's change the subject once again, all right? So last week, was kind of a weak episode. My bad. I've told you I've been in a creative rut. But what I did was I dug some holes and I said, you know what? I need to fucking figure some shit out because I don't want to be a ditch digger for the rest of my life. So I'm there. I'm thinking about it. And I was reflecting on my past episode and I said, you know what? I think we need rappers to expose themselves. Because I was listening to an Eminem song and he's talking shit about Migos. And he says, Migos, none of you have even been hooked for battery. Where's your fucking cases at? Y'all talk hard shit. Where's your fucking cases? And ever since I heard that, and I'm like, yeah, where is Migos' cases? When have they been fucking hooked? All they talk about is fucking Paytex and water sports. All right. So I started looking into it and I was like, okay, let me talk about fucking CJ, right? Because Whoopty is fucking a hot ass song. Everybody loves that. That Indian shit. That's what's hot in the streets right now, right? So I'm like, all right. CJ, let's see your rap sheet. Guess what? Nothing. Motherfucking nothing. CJ ain't got shit. He's fucking banging on the fucking thing, throwing up. Oh, when the cops come, we getting low. Shut the fuck up. You had Fat Joe call your ass out. Fat Joe, of all motherfuckers. Joey Crack. All right, Joey Crack came out of fucking butt cracks just to tell you CJ's a little bitch. And my man, you know what? I got to side with Joey Crack. So, this is what I want in rap music from now on. I want rap sheets. From now on, I want these motherfuckers to come out and be like, hey, if you talk about fucking murdering somebody, that's why I have a lot of respect for fucking YNW Melly. He came out with that song, Murder on My Mind. Motherfuckers going to jail, son. Why do you think I like Bobby Shmurda? Why? Because his ass is going to jail, son. Every fucking song he had out was talking about fucking killing fools. We got guns. We got all this shit. And now he's going to fucking jail. I'm fucking listening to that motherfucker because that shit is fucking, hey, that is true to him. All right? So, this is what I want from rappers from now on. You have these songs talking about big ass dicks. Let's fucking see him. Hey, I'm not fucking gay. And I don't want to see no big ass black dicks. But if you're going to talk about fucking these, look, I had this analogy many, many moons ago about Ciara. Ciara has a song called Write It. And she's talking about all these fucking bad, oh, I could fucking fuck you crazy and make you stupid, make you want to kill yourself. You know, all right. Ooh, fuck, Ciara, shit. Hell yeah. Sign me the fuck up to that pussy. So I want to see fucking CJ and all these other motherfucking rappers talking about fucking big ass dicks and I'll fucking deep throat you and all this crazy shit. Hell yeah. I want to. You're going to talk about killing motherfuckers and you're going to talk about showing your dicks. I need to see motherfucking both of them, son. You goddamn right. Because you don't hear me talking about my big ass dick. Not that it's hiding, ladies. Ha ha. But if I did, don't you think even my homies, I'll show my homies my piece. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So these rappers need to come out hella hard. Yeah. We fucking shooting everybody. All right. Where's the picture with the guns? Oh, yep. All right. They got the guns. Yeah. Then we fucking all y'all bitches. Hold up. 50 Cent. Go ahead. Go and pull your pants down, 50 Cent. All right. Was that 6 inches? No, vitamin water ain't going to help you with that, man. Yeah, you should take that part of the song out. All right, cool. Thank you. I'm just saying, man. Like, I just want a little bit of truth out of these fucking musicians, dude. Like, that's why I hate fucking Drake so much. Now, I know, here we go again, Eddie talking about fucking Drake again. That's the point, is because I don't like that Drake is fucking like, okay, going back to Laugh Now, Cry Later, I'm talking about the music video, motherfucker sponsored by Nike, right? The whole, we had Nike Training Studio Center, fucking whatever, and we have, oh, fucking bullshit. You know how I know how fake Drake is? Because he's trying to prove how fucking hard he can be, but at the same time trying to fuck everybody, right? I've already explained this. We're not living in the past, Eddie. I know, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. But what is he doing? He's doing like these photo shoots. Like he's fucking getting drafted. He's doing like the fucking, what was that fucking shit called? When you're I can't remember what the fuck it's called. When you're a free agent and you're just doing like a fucking, an expose for possible people to pick you up and shit. I forgot what it's called, but you're a free agent. So he's like showing him with other fucking basketball people. Drake, you don't fucking play basketball, son. We see you on the sidelines. All right. And then he has him in the suit with the one up with the fucking holding the basketball. Drake, you don't play basketball, dude. The last time we seen any musicians play any fucking MTV sports and all that shit was the last time we saw Snoop Dogg playing baseball with Coolio, all right? Nobody's done that shit in years. Calm the fuck down, Drake. I think that's why he's trying to do it now, so that way he can kind of establish something in the event that MTV does something again. And then all of a sudden he's at the fucking grocery store with the baby mama. This motherfucker, first off... It's not his baby mama, obviously, who's fucking pushing that stroller. Second, doesn't show the baby, that I recall. But then again, I was kind of watching it like this, where you're just like, eyes are squinted. You're like, what the fuck is it? It's a stupid guy. That's what I'm saying, though. They do those things to, like, overcompensate. Oh, I got this big-ass dick. No, you don't. You fucking say anything in a song from now on. Like, I want motherfuckers to be like, I want you to fucking prove it. I want to see the gang shit. If I'm going to fucking listen to some gang rap shit, that's why I like fucking 2 Chainz. There's a song. If you listen to his underground shit, he literally teaches you how to cook crack. He literally teaches you by a song. So whenever he talks about selling shit, you might want to believe it. All right, boys and girls. That's why I'm telling you, Drake should be talking about fucking riding on a goddamn wheelchair and shit. He should be talking about, oh, I had these late nights on the set of Degrassi. Yeah. You shouldn't be talking about, oh, me and my homies running around is fucking crazy. Shut the fuck up. Like, there's a picture of the game where he put a picture on Instagram. I can't talk. And he, he's like in his fucking Spider-Man chonies or some shit. I think I remember red or blue. I don't remember, but it's like Spider-Man colors. And his fucking dick is hanging out. And all you see, these thirsty-ass broads fucking, oh, my God, heart emojis. That's, oh, fuck the game. Let me fucking move. You know, that don't prove shit. You know, there's fucking fake dildos. How do we not know the game did something like that? So the game, pull your dick out. I want to see your dick, the game. It's not gay. It's not gay. Just let me see it. But I don't know, man. What the fuck did I fucking talk about? Oh, God, I think I need a therapist. Oh, well. So... sorry, I missed out on last week. I'm very inconsistent. I don't fucking care. I just haven't had any type of inspiration. It's been so fucking hard, man. Nobody does anything. No one goes nowhere. I don't fucking go nowhere. I just fucking work, dude. And what fucking inspiration am I supposed to go? I'm not sharing what I do at work. That shit sucks. It's depressing. But it's all right. Let's kill it there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, motherfuckers. Coming up soon. Still, it's weekends. I got weekends off now, so it's kind of cool. So I should be able to get some shows in on the weekends. I'll let y'all know. I'll post them up on Instagram if I can. And then in the next couple weeks, I will be on 2 different podcasts. Oh, my God. I cannot fucking wait. And hopefully we can fucking get something going. Again, tell your moms about me, tell your friends, and we'll go from there. What else? That's it. Go home. Go home. Oh, actually, speaking of Ferris Bueller, other podcast I listened to real quick, Sigma Duo Cast, they did a new outro, and they had a bunch of like movie clips, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's fucking hot. And, I need to do that, but with anything that says, like, toes up. So, I found one. I need to find other examples in the wild of people saying, like, toes up and shit. I found one, which I'm excited about. So, and I put it up on my Instagram. Go ahead and like and share that, because it's Mortal Kombat Aaron Black. Oh! Mortal Kombat, real quick. Oh my god, I know I almost said bye, but please wait. Don't go. Please don't go. Wait. So, have you seen the Mortal Kombat trailer for the new movie? That shit's tight, huh? But isn't it bullshit that in the Mortal Kombat canon that Ermac is the one that truly ripped off Jax's arms and not Sub-Zero? Motherfuckers, right? I'm assuming you don't get it because I don't hear any laughter. I also don't hear any laughter because I'm by myself. But I've been saying that to people all fucking week, and I've been getting the same reaction, and it's fucking priceless. Okay, I like Mortal Kombat. I like the lore. I like everything about it. And I've been telling people, yo, watch the thing. Yo, you seen the trailer? Yeah, the trailer's fucking tight, man. Oh, yeah, what was your favorite part? Oh, fucking Sub-Zero, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll stop, and I'll go, isn't it bullshit? And I'll just say that line, and they go, who the fuck is Ermac? But, like, if you want to fucking trick some people, ask people that. I got four people this week. I'm just like, oh, isn't it bullshit that in the Mortal Kombat canon, Ermac is the one who originally ripped off Jax's arms, but in the movie it's Sub-Zero? What? Just do that. You're going to throw people hella off because they're just going to go, like, if they don't know Mortal Kombat, they're just going to go, I just thought the trailer looked cool, man. You know, and then, like, oh, dude, and I've just been laughing it off. Granted, I know the fucking, you know, the mythos of the storylines and shit, but I don't know. I've just been getting people all week, and it's been my, like, favorite joke the whole fucking week. So that's pretty much it. Also, I've been writing still. I got, like, 10 more minutes of shit that I wrote, and it's pretty good. I can't wait to use it on stage. Which I'll most likely be in Santa Clara, California at that motherfucking rooster place. But we'll see. We will fucking see. All right. All right, ladies and germs. This is it. This is the real one. This isn't the fake out. Not an encore. Nothing like that. Bye.